Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And I'm telling you today, I'm excited to bring this revelation to you because we've been talking about the goodness of the Lord and finding your identity in Christ. And so what a wonderful thing. Your faith will help you overcome every obstacle that comes into your life. But you got to understand something. The Bible said in Genesis 12 and 2, in the New Literal Translation Bible, God said to Abraham, I will bless you and make your name famous, and you will be a blessing to others. Now think about that a minute. Not only, see, we love that part about he's going to bless us, and he's going to make our name famous. And then he says, and you will be a blessing to other people. In other words, you will empower other people to walk in a favor and in a blessing and in prosperity in a greater way. And so many times we look at life and we don't, listen to me, you're going to become what you believe. No matter what, whatever's happening in your life, financially, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, every way in your life, what you believe is exactly what's taking place in your life. So in the New Testament, there's a fascinating account of two blind men who heard that Jesus was passing by. Now, you know this story. And faith began to rise up in their hearts. They must have thought, we don't have to stay like this. There's hope for a better future. And so they begin to cry out, have mercy on us, son of David. Now you can find that story in Matthew chapter 9. And so these two blind men are sitting there waiting for somebody to come by, waiting for an opportunity, waiting for revelation, expecting somebody to come by. So when Jesus come walking by, what did they do? They cry out. Now what does the disciples do? They said, guys, hold it down. Don't be loud. He's just passing by. That ain't going to change anything. But they said, oh no, have mercy on us, son of David. Now the word mercy here is the identical same word of where we get our Greek word for grace. In other words, he was, have compassion on us. And the Bible said that every time that Jesus was moved with compassion. So if you learn to operate in what you discover, what you believe, that's the life you're going to become. So if, listen to me, when you became a new creation, the old man passed away. So stop thinking like the old man. When the old thoughts of what the old man used to think rise up, say, that's not who I am. I'm a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new to me. I'm not that guy anymore. I'm a new creation. I'm some kind of something, and I'm living above my old creation. So I'm not thinking like my old creation anymore, because listen to me, you're never going to rise above what you think of yourself, because what you believe is always going to be a reflection of your being. Now, you got to understand that, because if you don't understand, that's why the church struggles so hard getting a hold of who they are in Christ Jesus, because they want to depend on their own ability. But see, you listen to me. You can find out where you trust is when you discover who you depend on. If you depend on you or your job, your ability, your money, or your finances, or you depend on God. So when Jesus heard their cries, he paused in an intriguing question to them. He said, we got to understand, he gave them a question here. He said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Now that's in the New American Standard Version in verse 28 of Matthew chapter 9. He said, do you believe that I can do this? Jesus wanted to know whether they had a genuine faith. So I'm going to ask you today, do you believe God can do what you're expecting him to do today? Well, listen to me. He's not going to do it. He's already done it. That's the life-changing thing. And the blind men answered, yes, Lord, we believe. And the Bible says, then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, trust and reliance on the power invested in me, be it done unto you. And their eyes were opened in 29 and 30 in the Amplified. So immediately, the first thing that had to happen is he had to get them to a place that they could believe. And he said, do you believe? Do you genuinely believe and trust that the power that's in me is going to bring healing into your life? And immediately he put his hands on them and their eyes were opened and they could see. Now guys, I want you to understand, I believe that's a spiritual thing and a physical thing. I believe today the greatest miracle that needs to happen in the church is not a physical healing, but a spiritual eyes to be opened to a greater revelation of truth. And I believe that's what God's trying to get across to us. Because if you notice, it was their faith that brought them the healing. The Message Bible says Jesus touched their eyes and said, become what you believe. What a powerful statement. Become what you believe. What are you believing, guys? What are you trusting for? What are you expecting to happen? Become what... See, everything that you believe is activating and manifesting itself in your life. So I'm going to ask you today, are you believing to go higher in life, to rise above your obstacles, to live in heaven? health, to live in abundance, to live in healing, to live in victory. You will become what you believe. So what are you believing for? You don't have to figure out how God is going to solve your problems or bring it to pass. That's His responsibility. Your job is to believe. Turn to somebody, maybe riding the car with you, if you're riding the car, maybe at home listening to this. Say, I believe. So what you believe has a much greater impact on your life than what anybody else believes. And that's the point, because your faith will help you overcome every obstacle in your life. So become what you believe. So I'm leaving you with this thought today. God bless you. And remember, what do you believe? That's the grace and the beauty of grace. God bless you.